Holy Defense, Picture of Values. In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Dear listeners, these days we're commemorating the Iranian nation's unique battle against one of the greatest wars in the 20th century. 40 years ago this day, the former Iraqi dictator Saddam launched an all-out war upon the orders of his masters in Washington and Tel Aviv in order to overthrow the nascent Islamic Republic of Iran. This year, the day falls on the 21st of September. But that year, in 1980, it fell on 22nd of September. We have prepared for you a special 7-part program on this occasion. Stay with us. On 22nd of September 1980, the former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein, at the behest of the arrogant powers, chief among them the United States of America, invaded Iran to topple the newly established Islamic Republic of Iran's government. The war had been planned for various goals, but the main goal was to prevent the Islamic Republic becoming a role model for other oppressed and downtrodden nations of this world. When the Iranian people saw their enemy's invasion of their land, they united and defended their territory and values with an unmatched solidarity and unity. This forced Saddam's haughty army to face unexpected resistance for 8 long years. Saddam has said in the beginning of the war that he would take Tehran in a matter of just 3 days or a week, but over a month, his armed-to-the-teeth army was bogged down behind the walls of Khorramshahr in southwestern Iran. The brave Iranian combatants created such scenes of lofty values that could be found just in stories and myths, and except for the first decade after the advent of Islam, such scenes were matchless in the entire history of mankind. Islam says that defense against oppression and invasion is the definite right of every nation and encourages it. Islam considers a great sin to wrong the rights of others. Therefore, the one who stands against aggression and invasion is a mujahid, a struggler, a combatant, a fighter in the way of God. The Almighty says in Ayah 190 of Surah Baqarah in the Holy Quran, "And fight in the way of Allah with those who fight with you, but do not aggress. Surely Allah does not like the aggressors." Fighting in the way of Allah has a very lofty position with God, and all Muslims must hold them in high esteem. This is because jihad, fighting in the way of God, has been called the peak of Islam, and the combatants are ranked among the friends of God, or awliya al-Allah. The commander of the faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, said, "Jihad is one of the gates of paradise which God has opened for his special friends." The Almighty says in Ayah 95 of Surah Nisa in the Holy Quran, "Those who sit back from among believers without any injury are not equal with those who fight in the way of Allah with their properties and souls. Allah has made the combatants with their properties and souls excel a high degree to those who sit back. And to each, Allah has promised good. and Allah has granted the combatants a great reward over those who sit back. The news of bombardment of Iranian airports on 22nd of September 1980 was very shocking for the Iranian public. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says on the first day of the 8 years of war, "There are many accounts on the war and the issues of the start and middle of the war, but I should say that one of the most exciting moments of the war was its beginning, or to put it another way, the moment that we were informed of the aggressive attack by Iraq. As the entire Iranian nation remembers, the war occurred in the afternoon of 22nd of September 1980. That day, I was supposed to deliver a speech at a factory near Mehrabad Airport in Tehran, and I was waiting for the time. Suddenly, we heard a strange sound of windows and doors, which was caused by the blast. The guards that were beside me immediately went out and came with the news that there had been some jet fighters in the sky dropping bombs over Mehrabad Airport and various other places in Tehran. Naturally, I had to deliver the speech to strengthen the morale of the workers. After the speech, I quickly went to the joint headquarters and discussed the unexpected event with other officials. For us, the war was unexpected, and any unexpected thing is a little astounding in the beginning. And for the Iranian nation, who had less information on the issue between Iran and Iraq and did not expect such a situation and were not aware of the political and military analysis, it was more unexpected." On 22nd of September 1980, the former Iraqi dictator Saddam went to the central command of the Iraqi army headquarters to observe the details of the first day of the war. He had called the day Yom al-Ra'd, or Day of Thunder. He entered the operation room with a red keffiyeh on his head and a roll of cartridges around his waist. Iraqi defense minister at the time, Adnan Khairullah, told him, "My master, our young people have flown 20 minutes ago." Saddam said, "They will break Iran's back half an hour later." This dream of Saddam, of course, never came true, and the war that he initiated lasted for 2,887 days, in a war front which stretched 1,200 kilometers, and it was 80 kilometers deep. The 8 years of holy defense was the story of firm steadfastness, story of courage, valor, self-sacrifice, and self-confidence of a nation that defended its Islamic revolution with martyrdom of its young generation. ¶¶